Henry swung his foot over the rail and sat straddling it with one leg hanging into the darkness. Then he leaned back against the post. Do you think things might have been different if we had taken that letter to Sophie?
Probably not. We might have got ourselves hurt, or in trouble, not to mention all that we would have to hear from Cramwell for having left him with the other help.
Manchester stepped to the swing and sat down, stopping its motion with his feet and fixing the light in one place. His legs ached pleasantly as he rested them for the first time in hours.
I think we should have gone, Henry said, his eyes focused on nothing in particular. I don't want to be like Cramwell when I'm older, locked up in the kitchen every day and never leaving this place.
I like it here, said Manchester softly. There are always new and different people coming to the inn, and this city has a lot of history and stories.
I don't, said Henry. He sighed as his head drifted outwards, away from the porch, but he brought it back to face Manchester and said, I'm sorry. I'm just tired. I'm not trying to bring you down. With everything that's happened since winter, that stranger, Sophie, and all that stuff that happened over the channel, I just kind of wish that I did more than wash tables and fill drinks.
People who have stories always come from somewhere else, but things happen here, replied Manchester. He spoke as if he were trying to sound impressed. Remember yesterday when that fishing ship smashed into the other one because it wasn't tied tight enough for the spring flood?
Henry rolled his head back into the darkness.
Or, continued Manchester, what about the rumors of strange foreigners out of the east? I even heard people saying that someone has been seen stalking around Carius Tower in the late hours just before dawn. You know no one goes up there anymore.
That's pretty creepy, right?
No one goes up there because it's abandoned and boring, and we see foreigners every day. Henry looked northward to where the bridge and the misshapen stone tower beyond it might have been, had he been able to see them.
Well, said Manchester mischievously, in a subdued tone, there is the rumor about a prowling fiend, an animal that stalks about in darkness through the city, late at night, looking for unsuspecting legs to bite.
Cut it out, cried Henry, swinging his leg back over the porch railing. He moved quickly to the swing and punched Manchester, who was laughing and flinching. He picked up the lamp and sat down. He rocked his half of the swing back and forth, while Manchester's feet held his side in place,